Okay, we're going to spend maybe one or two days b'siyat l'shmei on the inyan of tzedakah. And the reason why is because it's a very important part of the life of a Jew. And we tend to think that giving tzedakah is something which is just for very rich people who are very matzliach. But the emes is that it's something which is shaykh to every single Jew. Because tzedakah is a mitzvah klalis. In fact, we'll see from the Baal HaTanya shortly that Stam Mitzvah in Chazal refers to Tzedakah. Stam Mitzvah, which means that it's kolel all the mitzvahs. And a person can give Tzedakah from his money, give Tzedakah from his time. Perhaps the greatest form of Tzedakah, the Svam HaKadoshim say, the Chassam Sofer, the Bnei Yisachar, is by teaching Torah. That's a form of Tzedakah. In Ani, Elamin Adas. By teaching a person a way of life, how to come closer to Hashem, this is the greatest Tzedakah a person can give. So a person has to recognize that tzedakah is all around him. It's in tremendous kamus in terms of a person's opportunity to do tzedakah in many ways as a person learns more about what tzedakah is really in primis is all about. We're going to focus, of course, on the inyan of tzedakah because we're speaking about the life of a Jew. And a Jew goes to work and he makes a parnasa and he has to give of that parnasa which he makes to tzedakah, to anim hagunim, to talmid chachamim particularly. And a person has to know to whom and of course how to give tzedakah. Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say, I heard from Rav Reuven, his son, he told me, and it's well known, that Rav Moshe said, I have questions from all across the world on all topics of Torah. And he said, the two inyanim which I get the least questions in is in chinuch habanim and in tzedakah matters. And Rav Moshe said, I'll tell you why. Because in a Jew's life, he knows that everything is governed by halacha. However, a person thinks that his children belong to him. And a person thinks that his money belongs to him. So little does he know that there's a whole Shulchan Aruch about how and what to give tzedakah to. Because Hashem says, li ha-kesef, li ha-zav. That belongs to him. We say every morning and davening, and the Ari says that's the time to give tzedakah. You recognize that it belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. Like I spoke about before, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, right? Nasam pruta, he would give some money to an ani, v'hadar matzli, and then he would daven. So there's a Shulchan Aruch on giving tzedakah, just like there's a Shulchan Aruch also on chinuch habanim. There's a Shulchan Aruch on that too. It's important to recognize that tzedakah is a very integral part of a Jew's life, and how to do so requires guidance. You know, we look for many skulas when it comes to hatzlacha and children, and to good health, and to all types of things. If you take a look at the words of Chazal, they're filled with havtachos and brachos and skulos. If a person wants bali chachma, bali agada, bali oisher, give tzedakah. If a person wants arichas yamim, he should give tzedakah. If a Jew wants to be nitzum midina shegehenam, he should give tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzum imavis, it's matzum imisum mishuna, it's mekarevis the geula, it's shakol keneged kol mitzvah satorah. These are all gemaras. These are gemaras or midrashim. This is not just things which are found in the Tzfar Makdosh, not that they're any less, chas v'shalom. But we're looking for skulas, we're right in front of our eyes. If we would just do what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and that is to give tzedakah, and of course we don't have tzedakah in its roots, which is to give trumos and maestros. But whether it's stuck in nowadays is a daraisa, derabanan, or minig ba'amo, which it seems like the halacha is, everything still stands. True, the words of Chazal are still nitzchi v'kayim. So the first thing for us to encourage us to give tzedakah is to recognize that in terms of eichas, in terms of quality, how it benefits us, that the Keren Kayem Asalam Abba and the Perisein, which are Eichel Baylam Hazeh, the value of tzedakah, how much we have to gain from tzedakah. Of course, it's giving tzedakah in higher madrigas, it's giving tzedakah l'shem shemayim. The Chassam Sofer says that when an ani is makabel tzedakah l'shem shemayim, he does a taiva for the one who's giving it, which is why that's also bechlal to find an ani hagun, somebody who'll be makabel tzedakah l'shma. It's a madriga to be makabel tzedakah l'shma. And to find the right tzedakah to give to, the ikat tzedakah is with Talmid Chachamim. So there's so many shailas which are involved with that. Do I give tzedakah to ani Yeircha, to ani Eretz Yisrael? Do Do I give to an orphanage? Do I give to an almana? Do I give to a mentechamin? Do I give to yeshiva? These are questions which need to be asked. But when a person makes stuck on the map, when he puts it on the map and he realizes li akesef li azav, so he starts to ask questions of halacha, how and in which way is the optimal way to give tzedakah? Let's see the Balatanya, just again, maybe we'll probably go into tomorrow a little bit, although we only have a few days left. I want to speak about Mincha and Ma'ariv and the end of one's day, since we're coming to the end of the summer's man. So the Balatanya writes, it's very well known. Balatanya writes in the Nigeres, Ki Iker Avodas Hashem Be'itim Halalu Be'ikvus of the Mashiach, Hi Avodas Hatzdaka. That there may have been times in that the Chazal tell us that Torah was Iker, or perhaps that Tefillah was Iker. He says, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, the Iker Mitzvah, and the Iker Avodah Tzedakah, we know that on three Amudim, the Olam stands, Al HaTorah, Al HaVodah, Al Gminas Chasadim. So the Tzadikim say, the Chassam Sefer says, and other Tzadikim say as well, the Gura says as well, that out of all the Raglayim, the Amudim, which the world stands, the Gminas Chasad is the Iker Amud. This is the Be'ikvus of the Mashiach, Avodah HaTzedakah, says the Baal HaTanya. This is the Iker Avodah. As Chazal say, Ein Yisrael Nigalim Alev HaTzedakah. V'lo Omer Chazal Talmud Torah Shagol Kenegiv Gminat Chasadim Ela B'Mehem. He says, that was true in their time, Shetalmud Torah Haya Iker HaVodah Etzlam. Different kufas call for different things. In this kufa, says the Baal HaTanya, it's a radical vort, which only somebody on his madriga can say, that the Iker Avodah, Be'ikvus of the Mashiach, as he infers from Chazal, that as we come closer to the Geula, which mekareves the Geula, is the mitzvah of tzedakah. He writes in Perek Lamed Zayin, "Mashe hifligu Chazal b'ma'od ma'od b'ma'ilas hatzedakah v'amru sheshgula k'neged kol ha'mitzvahs." That Chazal said, "Shakol k'neged kol ha'mitzvahs." "Uvechol Talmud Yerushalmi he nikris b'shem mitzvah stam. Stam mitzvah in Yerushalmi is called tzedakah. Kikach haya hergol halashan likrot tzedakah b'shem mitzvah stam." That's how they did it. That's how they spoke. Stam mitzvah was tzedakah mipnei shei ikar ha-mitzvah was ma'isios. There's mitzvahs b'machshava, mitzvahs b'dibur, and the ikar mitzvah b'maisa is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Va'oila al kulana. Shekulan hein rak lahalus nefesh ha-chiyunis la-Hashem, shehi hi ha-mikhayemes le-son, malabeshes b'hem l'chlal bo-orein sof baruch ha-mulmish b'hem. So he ties it into chasidus. That which is mal of the nefesh of ha-hamis, La'Hashem is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Ve'ein lecha mitzvah shenefesh achiyunis mislabeshes ba kol kach kabim mitzvah tzedakah. Shebechol ha-mitzvahs ein mislabesh ben rak koyach echa minefesh achiyunis b'shas ma'is ha-mitzvah levat. But all the other mitzvahs in Torah, only that particular nikud of the nefesh achiyunis is nislabesh ba the orein sof b'shas that ma'is. Apobetzedakah sh'adam noisim yigi akapov. This is the Iker line. Harei kol kach nafsho achiyunis Kol koyach nafsho achiyunis melubish basias malachta o isik achash nisachar b'maos elu. A person puts his entire kishkes, his whole life, that he's noises chayav es kapov, he puts everything into be able to make a parnasa. His whole life is invested in that, and therefore kishenosin the tzedakah hari kol nafsho achiyunis elu l'Hashem. When a person gives tzedakah, he gives his entire essence to Hashem. Rabbi Nachman also has a piece on this in the Kutta Maran, where he says that when a Jew gives tzedakah, he's not just giving a little bit of money. It's really a Gemara. The Gemara says, it's really a Medrash. The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah, Kol mi shenosin pruta la'ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosin la'prutos. If you give a pruta to anani, Hashem gives you back more. So the Gemara says, that's it? V'chi pruta nosin lo? Is he only giving a pruta to tzedakah? Ha'lo lo nosin ales nafsho. He's giving his whole nefesh when he gives a pruta. Why is he giving his whole nefesh? Because he puts, when a person gives money to tzedakah, he's not just giving a penny, he's not just giving a dollar or two, $100 or $1,000 or more. He went to work, and he worked 8 hours, let's say, to make that parnasa. So he's giving his life. He's giving of his life. He's giving of his energy, of his time, and everything which he's giving, he's putting in that money. So it may take just a moment to give it, but he's not just giving a moment. He's giving many moments. He's giving perhaps weeks or years or months, whatever it is that he put into that. He's giving that, says Rabbi Nachman. He's putting his life into that money. So just like a person who learns Torah every day, and that he's amal b'Torah, and Torah is his life, and he invests his life in Torah, so too, when a person gives tzedakah, he's investing his life in the midst of tzedakah. That's why it's koil and the shakal k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs, says the Baal HaTanya. And a person has to know that if he's a successful person, and even if he's not so successful, whereas a person who's learning Torah and teaching Torah, that Talmud Torah is his mitzvah, and the time which he gives to teach, that's his tzedakah, says the B'nai Yisachar. So too, when a Jew who's matzliach, and he comes home, and he comes home with a nice paycheck that Hashem has given him bracha to be matzliach, he needs to know that his ikar mitzvah is to give tzedakah. You know, there were very great tzaddikim that they weren't big ashirim, but they made their ikar mitzvah the mitzvah tzedakah. The Yid HaKadosh, he said his ikar mitzvah is the mitzvah tzedakah. The Devei Chaim, the Naim HaLimelech, they didn't go to sleep if they had a pruta in their pocket. You know that. The Naim HaLimelech couldn't sleep at night. He would check his pockets to see, right? It wasn't that he couldn't sleep at night. He didn't have Aliyas Neshama at night. Right? He was something which was holding him down in this world. So he didn't have Aliyas Neshama, so he had something in his pocket which was weighing him down. He says, oh, I still have some money. He would run in the streets to look for Aniyim to give it to. They had such bitachon in Hashem. Of course, tzedakah has a lot to do with bitachon. And tzaddikim, they pushed themselves in mitzvahs which were not, that they were overflowing with Torah and tefillah, that they found ways to give tzedakah also. In makom laharach b'zeh, but they saw that the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah by a Jew, this is mamish as avoda. How much tzedakah the tzaddikim of the Satmar Rebbe, his yahrzeit is tomorrow, how much he gave tzedakah, mamish, he was the gadol b'torah, but he was also the tzaddik musog b'tzedakah. You know, people who were giants in tzedakah, tzaddikim. No, we're not on such madrigas. We have to know whether our ikar is in Torah, or in tefillah, or in gemilas chasadim, which is like shalosh amudim. But tzedakah is one of those mitzvahs that if a person is matzliach, he needs to know. He needs to know. This is his mitzvah. His mitzvah is that he's been putting in his time and his effort to be mefarnes, to be chachamim, tzaddikim, v'chule, v'chule. This is an eitzah. As an eitzah when it comes to tzedakah. You know, the Gemara says, Ashrei shomer mishpat osa tzedakah b'chol eis. So you might ask the question, is it possible to do mitzvah at every single moment? So the Gemara says, Zeh hazan banav v'benosav k'shem k'tan. The person who gives parnasa, he provides for his children. That's called osa tzedakah b'chaleis. We see from the Gemara that even providing for one's family, that's called osa tzedakah. The person shouldn't think that what he provides for his family, for his children, that's not called tzedakah. That's called osa tzedakah b'chaleis. And it is b'chaleis, because every day that a person goes out to work, if he has in mind that he's doing it to be mefarnes his family and to be mefarnes others, that's called osa tzedakah b'chaleis. He's involved in the midst of tzedakah b'chaleis. Just b'toras eitzah, how a person can be zeicha. He goes to work every single day. He wants to make a parnasa. And a person is always looking for skulos and how to make money. Go to this tzaddik for a bracha, this skula, that skula. That's the ikar skula comes out of the Gemara as follows. The Gemara says, In Baba Basra, Daf Tesamid Beis, and most of the sugis in Tzedakah and the brachas of Tzedakah are in that first parak in Baba Basra. The Gemara says, "Kol arodif achar hatzedakah." Anybody who's running after Tzedakah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamsil omos va'oisa behem Tzedakah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives him money to do Tzedakah. What do you see from this Gemara? Normally, a person goes to work in order to find parnasa, and he goes to work to find parnasa to be able to give Tzedakah, right? And if he has money, so then he'll give Tzedakah. So the Chazal are giving a person the opposite Eitzah. Don't go to work to be able to have money and then to be able to give tzedakah with what you have left over. Go to work to be able to give tzedakah. Because that's the tachlis. Your work is an emtsai to get to the tachlis, which is giving tzedakah. So if you run after the tachlis, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the emtsai to be able to do the tachlis. But if you're running after the emtsai, who says you're ever going to get to the tachlis? You may be running after the emtsai your entire life, but you're never going to have opportunity to do the tachlis. So it's pasha, the Gemara says. If a person is roidif achar hatzedakah, tzedek tzedek tirdov, so he'll be zeicha to have the money to be able to give tzedakah. And you give the chayecha kodmin. Of course, you come first. It's only what you have left to give to tzedakah. You give your maaser to tzedakah, whatever it is. That's an ikar skula. The Gemara says something else interesting. The Gemara says in Gittin, harua nechasav mismatan, if a person sees that he's losing out of money, Yasva and tzedakah. He should go and give tzedakah. We'll talk about this chazal a bit more tomorrow, mitzvah, a little bit more about the inyan of being kofen at tzedakah, a little bit. We have some other mamakomas on the page here to do. There's other schools when it comes to the inyan of tzedakah. But a Jew needs to know that he has to see himself in one of three categories. In Torah, tefillah, and gemilas chasadim. Of course, gemilas chasadim is v'gufo, tzedakah is b'mamona. We're talking here about the inyan of tzedakah because it pertains to a working day. But a person has to know that he has to be shaykh to all the amudim. He has to know what his ikar amud is and what's tafel to that. But we have to know that a Jew goes out to make tzedakah. When he goes out to make tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him in his pocket to be able to be mefarnes for his family and also to give tzedakah as well. That's pshat, tzedek, tzedek tirdov. And what does it say? Lema tichya. That's an ezechat a chiyas from that. He has a chiyas from tzedakah and he has a chiyas bein ba'lamazeh, bein ba'lamabah. Have a great day.